Brendan, I suppose, what's the feeling after that?
Oh, there was a lot to like. You know, the first half, I think we were in front by five or six, maybe half a dozen inside 50s, just probably didn't capitalise on some of the good work. Again, our tackle count was reasonable. We had 84 tackles. Just when we had our momentum in the first half, we probably just didn't capitalise as much as we should have done. Third quarter, I thought they outspread us there for a quarter and capitalised, and it was 7-goal margin there. But again, our guys put in the fight and fought hard in the last. So yeah, that's probably the summary.
There's probably been a bit of a trend in terms of early dominance and not being able to make most of that this year. How do you get to the point where you can do that?
Oh, a bit of it's time. You know, we have got 9 players under 21 years of age. So that'll be a work in progress. But I've said that we want to be defined this year more on consistency, pressure and consistency. I thought we brought a fair bit of pressure, but we'll challenge heavily that third quarter as a coaching staff, and I'm sure our leaders and players will look at that strongly as well. The game requires you to play more consistently than we did, but there were some positive signs. You know, I think our members would have enjoyed some of Fisher's touches, kicked a goal, really good chase down tackle. Jack Silvani kicked 3. Bit of picket speed. You know, there's lots of little signs, but we won't shy away from that third quarter.
What's breaking down for you in your game when someone outspread you in the third quarter like that?
Oh, there's lots of things. It's I'd have to go away and look at the tape to see why, but it'd be a combination of work and system. That's always the case usually when they get you in uncontested marks.
I just feel like you got more forward options, more dangerous threats in that forward half than what you did, say, this time last year. As you said, Fisher, Petrovsky, C, Pickett, definitely got more options there. More excitement,
haven't you? Yeah, well, we, you know, I say it a lot, when you lose a game, we won't absolve ourselves from trying to win, but there's some signs. There's some really good signs. You know, the inside 50 differential was very similar. And, you know, we had ample opportunities, particularly in the first half. But you can just see the little signs that when it all clicks for some of these youngsters, it's going to be good for us.
I know he fractured his jaw on 2 weeks ago, but how was Paddy tonight?
He's a bit sore, Paddy, tonight, yeah. You know, he toughed the game out and worked for us in and around congestion, but he's a little bit sore in and around...
Jaw?
No, not the jaw. I think he got a couple of big hits in and around the... around the upper body, so he's a bit sore, but he battled on. He's a soldier. Yeah, got to respect him.
Similarly, Jacob Wettering, who's also topped on a few times this year already, seemed to be some discomfort early in the game on the bench. How's he?
No, I think he's fine. We gave him, like we said, some exposure at both ends tonight, which is great for his growth and development. So, you know, I think he will in time enjoy the responsibility of having to move both ends depending on the need of the game.
Obviously, he did move back and spend some time on Lynch. Was it
made
too easy for Tom Lynch at
times? Oh, he's a super player, isn't he? We can't shy away from that. He didn't miss. Yeah, really good shot at good shots at goal, accuracy. But some of the ball, when it did get through, got through really quickly. So, you know, we hold it up, and then get one through really quickly. So it got him in one-on-one situations, yeah.
How do you go looking at that matchup? You tended to change Rowe earlier. How is that playing out in your mind, just that sort of one-on-one battle?
Yeah, as I said, the system is what we rely on. So we had the ball in our half enough, even though when it did pop, he scored. So we thought our system was right. But then in the third quarter, they got on top with run, and then we made the change. Yeah.
And a big game, I think it's Friday night. You know, it's a big stage. What are you thinking for the team? Have you looked at changing a couple this week? Or
I wouldn't want to talk about who we change at this stage, and if all any. But what I do know, like the third quarter, we'll be rigorous in our review of every individual.
What about fitness-wise? How are you? Other groups? I mean, Lee playing, reckon.
Yeah, I think he'll play. He's just sore. He's just he's a guy that plays contested possession footy. So, no, I'm pretty sure he'll get up.
And any other injury concerns?
No, not that I've been made aware of, yeah.
Okay.